Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky. Believe.
Hey, good afternoon. It is Intuitive Soul. Today is, Friday the 15th of February. We have our new co-host, Stacey Hall, with us. We will be talking today about, really about how to love ourselves more, which is perfect since we just had Love Day yesterday, so that we can give more love to others. And I think that that's really how things seem to be shifting, in that it's more about what we give than it is on how we receive. Although I think a lot of women have difficulties with receiving, but that's a whole other topic. But welcome, Stacey.
Yes, it is a whole other topic.
It sure is. All right. So, yeah, loving ourselves more. I mean, that's, you know, especially when we are just the day after a big holiday such as Valentine's Day, where everybody's either feeling good about themselves or feeling really crappy about themselves, depending on their status, depending on how they're feeling that day. There's a lot of pressure that's usually put on people. It really comes down to, you know, how we love ourselves, and then the second part of that is so that we can give more love to others.
Absolutely. I'm just going to step in here, Lori,
And
say that I 100% agree with you on that. And in my book, what I talk about is what I've come up with is called the 33 ways. The loving 33 ways to let others know that we care about them. But before we can get to that, we have to decide for ourselves, are we surrounding ourselves with people that we really want to love on? You know, so many people tell me when they start working with me that there's so many people in their life that are really not worthy of their attention, and that somehow they surrounded themselves with them. And we call them energy vampires, of course. Well, what I want to be clear is I'm not talking about loving on those people. The less attention we give to the people who are not perfect for us, the better. The less attention we give, eventually they will wind up disappearing out of our lives. Even family members don't need as much attention as most people think they should, quote-unquote, should give them, especially when we're over the age of 18, at least here in the United States. That's the age of maturity, and it's definitely when we're over the age of 21. Our family members do not have to be as important in our lives if they are being in a negative way in our lives than most people think they should do. Would you agree with that, Lori?
Yeah, it's a touchy topic. It certainly is. Family definitely knows how to push our buttons and trigger us. And certainly we learn a lot from our family. And it's really, it's a touchy one, because typically when I hear when people have issues with their family, it's like, okay, so what can we learn from that? What, you know, if we believe in the fact that we chose our family, if we believe that, you know, we contracted each person there for us, you know, then there's a reason that they're there and they're helping us grow. And once we've learned what they're doing, I believe that whatever way they were interfering in our lives, that would change. They may still have issues that they need to learn, but then it wouldn't affect us as much. So it's a touchy one because it's, you know, some people don't think that we, you know, choose our family, and some people do.
Well, I'm just going to say that from my experience, people who are less than perfect, or how we feel are less than perfect for us, do have lessons to teach us. Oftentimes, it may simply be to help us get clear how we want to be in the world. In other words, they give us the choice to choose
Absolutely.
To be one way or to choose to be like they are.
Perfect.
And to choose whether we want to continue to interact in that kind of situation. And the clearer we become about how we want to be treated, and this goes right back to the law of attraction, the sooner I become aware of how I want to be treated, the sooner I start treating myself that way, the sooner I start attracting people who treat me that way. And then through a difference in vibration, I tend to vibrate away from people who choose not to treat me the way I want to be treated. So that's my view of it. It's been my experience of it, and this is what I found. And it doesn't have to result in any upset at all. I just don't think that people come into our lives for the entire time of our life. Sometimes it's just to learn a specific lesson. And then
Absolutely.
To move on.
Absolutely.
So no, with that said, what I'm about to share now is how do we love on the people that we really do want to keep in our lives and to let them know that we care about them. And the first starts with loving ourselves. Lori, as you said, it starts with being able to love ourselves more. And I have a practice that I encourage people to do every night before they go to sleep. And I've found that many, many people have adopted gratitude journals. Lori, you probably, many of the people you know probably do gratitude journals, right?
Yep, definitely.
Okay. And they will use them to express appreciation to the universe or to God or to others for what they've received. But very rarely do I find that people use their gratitude journal to appreciate themselves. And that's why I say, in addition to a gratitude journal, doing what I call the appreciation perspective experience, which is laying in bed, and instead of thinking about everything I did not get done during the day or everything I still have to do the next day, I start counting all the ways I appreciate myself. And it starts out like this. I acknowledge and appreciate myself for getting up on time today. I acknowledge and appreciate myself for staying calm when I could have gotten upset in that argument. I appreciate myself and acknowledge myself for completing my website like I had promised to do. I acknowledge and appreciate that someone told me that I made a difference in their life. So, Lori, does that make sense?
Oh yeah, that's a lovely way to work through it, and you really want to get the feeling aspect into it as well. So it's not just a mental thing,
right?
Mental
exactly.
Practice.
It's going through and really being aware of what I did, and a lot of people will resist doing this, and they'll resist it because they were taught that it's not right to brag on ourselves. And for those people who are listening, I want to tell you, you're absolutely right. It's probably not appropriate because most people are trained that it's not right for people to brag on themselves. But who's going to hear you? That's what I want to say. In this case, I'm lying in bed. I'm saying it to myself. I'm feeling it myself. It's okay to appreciate me for keeping my word to myself, for doing what I said I would do. I'm not telling my husband, hey, I want you to appreciate me for this, 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 and this. I'm not turning to my best friend and go, you should appreciate me because I did this, this, and this. I'm not doing that. I'm simply ending my day loving on myself. And what most people tell me is that when they've gone through this process, they're usually asleep before they finish their list. Versus laying in bed and thinking about all the things I didn't do and all the things I still have to do, and then winding up exhausting myself because I'm feeling the angst, as you talk about, Lori, want to be careful which feelings we're feeling. Are we feeling appreciation, or are we feeling angst and upset? And it all depends upon where we're looking. Where are we choosing to put our attention? So when I go to sleep on appreciation, I wake up happier. I wake up energized. I wake up ready to get into action on the things I said I would get into action on. Versus going to sleep, if I ever fall asleep, thinking about all the stuff that's undone and waking up already exhausted because my subconscious mind has been dwelling on that.
Yeah. I mean, there's a very big difference between what people think when they think of self-love as being something that's very selfish or egotistical. That's a belief that we've sort of taken on from, you know, somebody saying it to us in our childhood that we're, you know, we're being selfish. And that's a huge difference between what we're talking about in appreciation or in self-love.
Exactly. Very much so. All right. Now, once we get that in, and that has to come in first, and I'll explain why in a little bit. We have to do our own appreciations of ourselves every day to refill the well of the energy that we've expended during the day. Now, once the well is filled back up, I can wake up in the morning and I can start thinking about the people in my life that are fabulous for me to have around. The people who are part of my Young Living Essential Oils business team, who are really producing and sharing and loving on people with the oils. And the people who have participated in my coaching programs or are still working with me privately on coaching. And my husband, of course, and my animals, and then my friends who I've had for a long time who have been through thick and thin with me. I think about all of them. I just wake up in the morning, and they actually all come into my life. And I send love out to them. And then I think about, who have I not reached out to proactively for a while? And notice that's the key here. Proactive. I interact with these people all the time, but not necessarily proactively. Oftentimes, they're coming to me, asking me to be of support to them, and I'm reacting, which is wonderful, but it's not me seeking them out so that they know that I'm thinking about them and I care about them. And Lori, especially in the area of business, you know, bringing spirit to work here, did you know that the same statistic has been in place for about 100 years, and this statistic is the 80-20 rule? Do you know what the 80-20 rule is?
I'm not sure.
Okay. The 80-20 rule says that 80% of one's business will come from 20% of the people they interact with. So a company will have lots of customers on the book, but about 20% of them will produce 80% of the business. And that hasn't changed despite all the business consultants, all the business how-to books, all the development in business that has taken place. That number hasn't changed for 100 years. Isn't that interesting?
That's fascinating, yeah.
And I will tell you, it's one of the reasons why companies go out of business. Because they keep putting their focus on the other 80%, trying to figure out how to get them to interact. Instead of love, 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 love on the 20% that are loyal and supportive and are already sharing about us out there in the world. We take our time away from them to do our best to either find people who have never interacted with us or the other 80% that interacted once or twice and we never hear from again. Do you know people that do that, Lori? Do you know companies that do that?
Sure.
Okay. I know one in particular. The cell phone industry is notorious for doing this. The longer you're with a cell phone company, the less perks you get.
That's right.
Did you know that?
It's true. Unless you complain really, really loudly.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Which they want us to get, excuse the expression, pissed off at them. Is that not nuts or nuts?
It is crazy.
Instead, they reserve their best deals for people who have never done business with them before, and to get people who have left to come back.
Yeah.
And every company does this. So the whole cell phone industry is built on disloyalty.
Yeah.
And the only thing someone gets for the longer that they stay with the company is the ability to get a new phone in 2 years with a reactivation. But you're not going to get the best deal. That's reserved for the newest customers and the people who have had problems with them. It's just a bizarre way of doing business that generates disloyalty.
Let's pause here. We're going to go for break.
Okay, great.
We'll come back and we'll talk about that.
Okay, great.
You're listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Stacy Hall here with us. Stacy has written a book called Chi to Be. So Chi spelled C-H-I to Be. It's also her website. There's hyphens in between, so it's chi-2-b.com. You can find out more information about Stacy. Right now we're talking about how to love ourselves so that we can give more love to others, which is so appropriate on the 15th of February, just after Valentine's Day. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Feng Shui for the soul. CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. NewSkyRadio.com.
Thank you.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Hey, welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul and Friends. We have Stacy Hall today. And Stacy, her website is Chi to Be. So Chi as in the energy, C-H-I to Be. There's hyphens in between. So chi-to-be.com. It's the name of her book. We're talking today about how to love ourselves more so we can give more love to others. Right before the break, we were sort of, I think we were talking about the business concept where there's 20% of our business gives us 80% of our 20% of the people in our company give us about 80% of the business that we do. And we were sort of discussing how some companies don't seem to offer more to the people that are on their already on in their business and instead tend to give us less, kind of like the phone companies. So
yeah.
Welcome back, Stacy.
Exactly. Well, let's now that I've depressed everybody about that, although everybody knows that that is the truth, let's talk about businesses at the other end who really know how to develop friendship and relationship. You know, for many years we heard about guerrilla marketing, and people who are listening to your show may say, well, I don't have a business. Why is she talking about business? Because these concepts are true for any situation in which we're in. If we think about the people in our lives, we probably spend the most amount of time with 20% of the people we know. So in any situation you can imagine, I know that PTAs will say, of all the parents, they probably see 20% of the parents more often than everybody else. So it's just a standard curve, if you will, or statistic that seems to hold true because of the way our culture, especially in the West, has kind of developed itself. But I'm going to stay talking about business because it's a little easier to see for everybody. So on the opposite end, there was guerrilla marketing, which said, go out and conquer your customers. And then that transformed into relationship marketing, which is get closer to your customers, find out everything you can about them so that you can target your messages to them. And then there is what's called true relationship building, not marketing, relationship building. And a fabulous company here, it's actually a restaurant chain here in the U.S. I don't know if you have them in Canada, Fleming's Steakhouse. Are you familiar with that chain?
No.
Okay. Well, if you're lucky, you guys will get a Fleming's up there. Because this is what they do. When you make a reservation to eat at their restaurant, they put it into the computer. They put it into a special database. And when you get seated at your table when you arrive, they make a note of which server you had. And if you express to the server that you appreciated them, they make a note of that in your file, so that the next time you come in, you get the same server. If you make a reservation in advance, they will let your server know so that they can arrange it that if the server wants to come in to serve you, they can serve you.
Wow.
And if you have allergies like I do to gluten, they put that in your file as well so that if you make a reservation, it's noted and the chef will make up special gluten-free appetizers for you, or any other allergy that you may have. And if you have a particular meal that you like or a particular way that you like your steak or your fish or whatever done, they put that in your file as well. And because you came in, you get specials that no one else gets. You get emails from them letting them know how much they appreciate you, letting you know that they've missed you, and here's a special to come back in and see them, letting you know things that you would be specifically interested in.
That's great.
And you can imagine that even during the worst of the economy, their restaurant was always packed. Because they know how to love on their customers 33 ways. So I get, on average, 2 to 3 communications, proactive communications of different sorts from Flemings every month.
Mm-hmm.
Lori, do you know any businesses that are that proactive?
I'm just thinking of the people that, you know, spam you, that you kind of wish weren't as proactive. But no, not. I just know of people in our business that tend to use either social media or ways to connect with you, but not so much personally as more of like a newsletter. Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm glad you brought up the word spam. Because you're right, I open up my email, and the first thing I do is I go through and I look to see who has sent me emails that I did not request. Okay? My inbox is mostly cleared, and I don't read them. If I know I did not request it or put an offer out there for people to contact me, I go in and I unsubscribe, because I didn't ask to subscribe to your list. Just because you found me on Facebook, or just because you found me on Twitter, or just because you found me on LinkedIn and you've got my email address somehow, I did not opt into your email. Not talking to you, Lori, of course. Okay?
Of course.
So I want everyone to know, I'm not talking about that kind of love, love, loving on people. Please, folks, somebody didn't ask for something, at least do the courtesy of sending them a personal email first and saying, I found you. I'd like to add you to my list. Do I have your permission?
Thank you. I totally agree with that. In fact, that's usually what I end up saying to people. It's like, had you contacted me first and asked me, or even, you know, made an attempt to find out who I was and what I did and let me know who you were and what you did, this would be a different response. But you didn't. I'm so with you on that.
Well, I wanted to lay those ground rules down first, because I'm not saying that I will support anybody who just spams.
Yeah.
That is not what we're talking here. I'm talking about reaching out to the 20% of the people in our lives that make our lives easier. They've paid us what we were worth. They do wonderful things for us. They sent us maybe our friends who sent us Valentine's yesterday that we didn't expect. Those are the people. Mm-hmm. That we want to love, love, love on proactively. And when I share this with my clients, it's like a light bulb has gone off in their heads to a great extent, because they're used to interacting with their clients on business. And I say, well, how often do you let them know you appreciate them? Do you remember their birthday? I mean, now on Facebook, it's so easy, right? If we're following them, they're following us, we know every day whose birthday it is. How long does it take to just go in and go, hey, happy birthday? Do we know what their interests are? If we've been doing business with them, or they've been friends in our lives for a while, we know what they like and what they don't like. We can be looking for information that's of interest to them. I have a dear, dear friend, and I know that she's been contemplating for a long time opening up a co-biz kind of environment. She's not going to do it now. It's a number of years away if she does it at all. But somebody sent me information about that, and I went, oh, she would love that. I just forwarded to her. How long did it take me? 2 seconds? So I figured you'd be interested in this. Tells her, I'm thinking of her. For no good reason, just because I like her and I paid attention to something that's of interest to her. And we've been doing this for each other for years, and our personal friendship and our business relationship is rock solid. And I receive so many referrals from her, and she gets many from me as well. So strong businesses and strong friendships don't happen with one email or one phone call. They happen with many of them. And the statistic is 2 to 3 proactive communications, not having to do with, I've just sent you an invoice. Separate from that, every month, lets people know that you care about them. One of the ways that I do it with my groups, my coaching groups, is I set up private groups on Facebook. Only those people who are in that group are there so that they can interact with each other, support each other, but I can support them as well. I can post information that I know that's of interest to them. I can easily, if something comes my way and it's for personal information for one of them, I can easily click on their name and send them a private message. I love social media for this reason.
Right.
I know many people are out there, I don't report what I eat for breakfast. And I don't normally tell people where I'm going during the day, unless it's an event that I'm hosting. But I promise you, I use social media to build friendship.
Nice.
To be proactive. To send a funny thought. To send an idea. To co-create. And it works.
Perfect. We're going to go to our next break.
I want to stop here for a moment.
Okay. We're going to go to our next break, and we will discuss this more when we get back. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Stacey Hall with us. Stacey's written a book called Chi to Be. It's also the name of her website. It's Chi as in C-H-I hyphen to as in T-O hyphen B.com. You can find out more information when you go to her website. We're on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten, empower, enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries.
Spend all your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay. There's always some reason to feel not good enough. And it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction. Oh, beautiful release. Memories seep through my veins and may be empty. Oh, I'm weightless and maybe I'll find some peace.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Welcome back. And we have Stacey Hall here today. And we've been talking about how to love ourselves more so that we can give more back to others. We have an instant feedback. We also are going to open up the phone lines if people are interested in sharing maybe some of the things that we've been talking about. Please feel free to give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or any questions you may have around this. The instant feedback that we had was from Chris. She does a gratitude journal. She does it every morning, no matter what mood she's in. She likes to do affirmations in the I am. So I'm okay, I'm blessed, I am fabulous. It really switches her mood by the time she's out of the shower. So I'm guessing she does it while she's in the shower. It's made an amazing difference in her life. It makes her relationships even better. She's hoping to marry this wonderful man. And it's made a huge difference in appreciation for her life and everything and everyone around. So she just blessed us for sharing that information that you had, Stacey.
Well, I'm so glad that she shared that. I loved hearing that. And I do the same thing when I'm in the shower. There's certain things I do as soon as I wake up, meaning I'm still in bed, my eyes just opened, and I'll share that in a moment. But when I'm in the shower, that's when I do a lot of my I am statements. I am safe. I am happy. I am healthy. I am purposeful. I am productive, I am prosperous, I am joyful, I am gentle, and my list goes on and on. All the ways that I intend to be, and then at the very end, I express appreciation to God, and I express appreciation to all the people in my life who make it possible for me to experience that beingness. So I'm thrilled to hear that someone has written in. So, Lori, I'm curious, what are some of the ways that you reach out proactively either to your listeners or to your clients or to your family and to your friends?
Yeah, I've thought about it while you were talking about it and thinking about, you know, the 20% of the people that I typically would connect with. It's funny, I have very odd quirks about who I want to connect with, when I want to connect with them, how I want to connect with them. Much prefer, for some bizarre reason, either email or texting over phone calls. I'm funny that way, but it's interesting. I tend to do a similar thing where I don't really want to invade people's personal space. I try to, you know, my newsletters are just every month. I do typically let people know of the shows that I'm doing, but I'm very conscious of what I like in my life, so that's typically how I would reach out and touch other people's lives. But I do try to make, you know, certain efforts on certain holidays and, you know, trying to let people know how I appreciate them as often as I can, but in a way that's non-obtrusive, I think.
Okay, well, I'm loving what you're saying about the being non-obtrusive. This is the area where most people err, because
right.
We all know that there are folks that don't like the spamming. So going back to before the break,
right?
We've gotten used to the fact that we'll get spammed. But I want to say this is different from spamming. First off, we're only reaching out to the people who are the closest to us.
Right.
Okay, in this way. People who aren't close to us don't want to hear from us. It's like, let's just accept it. That's called us what it is. They really don't want to hear from us. If they did, they would be in communication with us more regularly. So for those people, maybe, you know, if they're still part of your database and they haven't requested to unsubscribe, send them something once a month or once a week, and I'll come back to how to do that. It's for these other people that we're interacting with all the time. They're on Facebook with us, and they're liking what we're sharing, and they reach out to us, and they're sharing their stuff with us, and we share ours with them. Those are the people that we look to see, can I write them a happy birthday? Can I send them a funny picture or a joke? Can I just check in with them and see how they're feeling today? Those kinds of things, Lori.
Yeah.
That's
for sure.
What we talk about. Loving on them 33 ways is not sending our newsletter over and over again or our promotional information over and over again. It's really, truly reaching out and offering advice and help and funny stuff.
Right. Yeah, that's always fun too. Although you get certain people that tend to send out those types of emails and you're like, oh, okay, what are they sending out today? But yeah, no, I'm with you there. Usually I will only send out, you know, things that I really like that I think inspire people instead of those messages that tend to get redone over and over. But yeah, no, I really like what you're saying. It's kind of re-inspiring me to think about some of the people that I read, you know, especially in business as well as in personal, that, you know, you kind of lose touch with, and yet they are really important to you.
Sure, absolutely. Okay, so the next place to go then is if we are going to send out business information, if that's what we're going to do, or we're going to ask someone to support us in sharing information, let's go back to what you and I both agreed to is let's ask permission. Let's just ask permission. And a good way of doing this, especially if these people are close to us, is pick up the phone. There's not that many of them if we're small business people. You know, maybe Coca-Cola is not going to pick up the phone, but we can.
Right.
Or we reach out via a private message on Facebook when we see that they're there and we say, hey, do you have a second to chat? Can I give you a call? There's something I want to ask you. I need your permission. And just say it straight out. I got a phone call yesterday, and it was not from someone close to me, so I want to preface that right away. It's somebody I didn't even know, but this was a phone call. And it was from the Chamber of Commerce. And my husband is a realtor. He used to be a member of the Chamber of Commerce. Now he's with a different broker, and they're the member. So there's no reason for him to have to pay for it himself. That makes sense, right?
Right.
So far? Okay. So I get this phone call, and the person tells me who they are, and they're calling from the chamber, and she has something she needs to ask me. Could I please call her back? Now, 80% of me knew it was going to be a sales pitch. But she left it that there was just enough of what if it's not? What if it's something else? So I called her back, and she said, please don't call in the chamber main number. Call me on my personal number. Okay, all very good. So I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to count on the fact that this is really a personal call about something. No.
Oh.
Sure enough, get on the phone. We noticed, and my husband's name is Bill Hall. Okay, the name of his company that's under this other, the broker I won't say, but the name of our company is One Stop for Las Vegas Homes. She's tripping over the name. It's pretty straightforward. One Stop for Las Vegas Homes. It's clear to me from the get-go she doesn't know who we are. So how personal could it be? And I just wait and let her finish. And sure enough, it's a pitch to join the chamber.
Right.
And what I explained to her was, we're no longer with the other company. We're with this new company that they're the members. Oh, okay, I'll make a note of that. I said, is that the only thing that you were calling me about? Yes. I said, don't you think it would have been courteous to tell me that in the message so I would have known how urgent it was to return? Oh. Yeah, I guess that probably would be. I said, you know what? I'm telling you this because you think by not telling me that I didn't return your phone call. But I can promise you more people will not return your phone call if you don't tell them why you're calling than will return your phone call if you're honest. Oh, okay. I'll think about that. Okay, fine. So, Lori, this is part of the issue is people aren't honest anymore. They're not authentic anymore. they're figuring out ways to scoot around all the walls we've all put up. And the more we get phone calls like that, it just puts up more walls. Would you agree?
Right. You know, I think that is the biggest problem. We tend to get fed up. We don't trust people, and we expect that everybody wants something from us. We're going to leave that, but we're going to come back after break and maybe talk about, how to make a more authentic piece, because I think that's a piece that's so important right now. You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Stacey Hall from Chi to Be. So Chi, C-H-I hyphen T-O hyphen B-E .com and Lori from IntuitiveSoul.com on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Help. Life's a game. Win. Call and get advice from today's top coaches that are here to help you run a business, offer legal advice, enrich your relationships, or guide you on the right career path. Our coaches are expert professionals in their field to help you win the game of life. Listen to Coach Me Radio, Monday through Friday at 5 p.m.
Radio's The New Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul and Friends with Lori Houston. Call Lori now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
And welcome back. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. We have Stacey Hall here today. Stacey's with us every third Friday of the month, which means she will be back with us on the 15th of March. And we've been talking about how to love ourselves more so that we have more love to give. We've been putting it in a business focus, which I think is really important. We sort of ended the our last break with, or right before the break, with really being more authentic and what are the things that we can do to sort of support those 20%, or if we do need to get new business, you know, maybe we can look at something around that. But I think you're right about that 20%, that those are the people we really need to be focusing on.
Absolutely. And you and I at the break, while we were off, we were talking about this, is that people who love us, I've said it before in the show, I'm going to say it again, the people who love us want to hear from us. They just want to know that we care about them. And so picking up on the call from the chamber, the woman from the chamber, what I was saying is if she was spending her time actually calling chamber members, as I've done in the past when I used to be a volunteer for the chamber, and put the time there, just checking in on you, are you getting everything you need from your benefits? Is there any way I can be of support to you? That goodwill would go out in the world, and those chamber members would be telling other business owners, because business owners know business owners, about how great the chamber is, that they take the time to invest in caring about them, as opposed to directing all their energy outwards to getting new blood. Now, do we need both? Sure. You need blood, new blood all the time. But the amount of attention that's given to newbies versus those who have helped us build up to now is an inordinate amount. So you wanted me, Lori, to talk about wonderful ways that we can make these calls, both to people that we care about when we need something, and how can we improve how we contact people that we don't know. So let's start with the people that we do. I say be absolutely direct. And again, if they're close to you, do your best to make a phone call first. Leave a voicemail message if they're not there and say, hey, I'm calling. I really want your opinion on something I'm thinking about doing, or I really could use your help in getting the word out about something I'm doing, or I really could use a testimonial from you since you've had experience with me and this is how I plan to use it. If you wouldn't mind helping me out, give me a call back. It's pretty straightforward, wouldn't you say?
Sure.
Okay. Don't do, hey, I want to talk to you about something. Can you give me a call back? The other person's not like, well, what, is she upset with me? Did I do something wrong? Is it going to be a sales pitch? Don't put them in a place of not knowing how urgent or what it's about. Be straight. And let them decide whether it works for them or not to be in contact with you.
Yeah.
That's it. This morning I was invited to do a presentation later today. And the person had called me and asked me, and I haven't received any information about it. And she's a friend. So rather than email her and say, hey, still waiting for the information, I used it as a proactive opportunity. And I called her this morning. I said, hey, hope everything's coming together well for you this afternoon. Listen, I did not receive the information, and I'm going to be heading out around 11 o'clock, and I want to make sure I have everything in my car to make that I'm going to need to do a great job for you tonight. So here's the thing. I'm going to bring with me what I think I need, but if you can call me back before 11 and let me know exactly what you're envisioning, then I can be sure my car is packed with it. Okay? Left it up to her now. Not, hey, I didn't hear from you. What's going on? And a very different approach than most people do.
Yeah.
And most people would just go, well, she never got a hold of me, so I don't know if I'm supposed to go or I'm not supposed to go or I don't know what to do. I don't worry about that. I use it as a proactive opportunity. So, Lori, but give you a break in here. Anything you wanted to say about that?
No, I think that that's really, I think it's a really important step. I mean, I think we tend to blow things off too easily, get too busy in our own lives. So, I mean, it's important to do that.
Yes. Okay, wonderful. Now, how do we approach people we don't know? the same way. Now, we may not have their phone numbers, but there's something that caught our eye about them, even if it's we bought a list. If we have an email address for them, then make it very clear in the subject line. I'm writing to ask your permission. And then go into the body. Is it permission to put them on your email list? If so, then tell them exactly the kinds of emails they're going to get. Mm. If it's permission to send them a promotion, tell them about the promotion and ask if they'd be interested in knowing more. It's called let's be authentic.
Yeah.
That's all anybody wants anymore. Don't make me guess what you want from me. Tell me. And then trust that if I'm perfect for you, I'll respond in the positive. And if I'm not perfect for you, I may not respond at all, or I may say thank you very much for asking permission, but no thank you. That's it. Let's treat each other as equals. So what I do want to say, Lori, is I'm sure your listeners would like to know more. I've recorded a one-hour show.
Nice.
It was actually a coaching program on the Loving 33 Ways system. And I would be happy to provide that at no charge. It's part of my six-hour audio series that people purchase on Amazon. But I will provide the one-hour audio on Loving the 33 Ways at no charge to your listeners if they write to me at Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at Chi, C for cat, H for hair, I for igloo, hyphen, T for Tom, O for olive, hyphen, B for boy, E for elephant, .com, chi2b.com, Stacey, E-Y, at chi2b.com, and I will make that available to them for free for listening to today's show.
That's awesome. That's a great benefit for people that are listening. So definitely take advantage of that, and definitely check out Stacey's site at chi2b.com. Again, there's hyphens in between, so it's chi-2-b.com. You can find out more information about Stacey there. You can find out more about what she's offering. And, you know, I think that this is a really nice mix to helping people and coaching people in, you know, what they need to know for their own lives and for their own business. Thanks, Stacey. We will be back again on March 15th. You've been listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.